This is the BBC World Service.
On From Our Own Correspondent today, a Burma special. Alex Preston reports on jade smuggling, and we hear from Jonah Fisher on one of the world's first hijackings. A participant recalls his fight for an independent Karen nation.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
Hello, it's 1 o'clock GMT, 10 in the evening in Rio, where there are some very happy German football fans.
German team made really a fantastic World Cup here, and glorious day. Well, historical day, you know, Germany winning in the Maracanã, what could be better?
German ecstasy, Argentine agony.
This is very disappointing. We are very sad. We hope that Argentina wins, and it doesn't happen.
I'm Nick Miles. This is the newsroom. We'll hear from Rio shortly. Also today, more Israeli airstrikes on northern Gaza. Thousands there are fleeing.
What can I do? Look how many kids I have. We just lived with what you see. We are forced to leave.
One of the biggest salvage operations in maritime history. To raise the wreck of the Costa Concordia cruise ship begins in a few hours' time. And later, one of the most prodigious conductors of recent years, Lorin Marsil, has died. We look back at his career. You're listening to the BBC.
BBC News with Natalia Rolston. Germany has become the first European team to win the World Cup in Latin America after beating Argentina by a single goal in extra time. Substitute Mario Götze scored with a superb close-range volley. The victory in the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro is Germany's fourth World Cup. Argentina's captain, Lionel Messi, won the Player of the Tournament award. The BBC's Matthew Kenyon was at the stadium.
A brilliant individual goal from Mario Götze gave Germany their fourth World Cup crown as extra time ticked away in the Maracanã and we faced the prospect of penalties. Taking a fine ball from André Schürrle on his chest, Götze fired home first time past Sergio Romero to break the deadlock with minutes of extra time remaining. Argentina had no time to recover and the final whistle sparked huge celebrations from the German camp and tears of despair from their beaten opponents on the pitch and in the crowd.
The win sparked celebrations in Berlin. Here's Steve Evans.
The moment the final whistle went, the celebration started. Fireworks exploded into the Berlin sky over a crowd estimated at 500,000 people. For 113 minutes, as they feared they'd be deprived of the first World Cup for a united Germany. Then Mario Götze broke the deadlock. In the stadium in Brazil, Chancellor Merkel literally jumped for joy.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says 172 Palestinians have been killed since Israel started its latest attacks on Gaza, and more than 1,200 people have been injured. No Israelis have been killed by the many rockets fired from Gaza by Hamas, and two missiles were shot down over Tel Aviv. Jeremy Bowen reports from Gaza.
For Israel, with American support, it's self-defense. But as more Palestinian civilians die, the pressure for a ceasefire is growing. Israel isn't trying to win friends in the Gaza Strip. It does want to weaken Hamas as an organization. But every time Palestinian civilians die, Hamas gets a popularity boost. The Israelis say Hamas attacks their people and is therefore responsible for civilian deaths when Israel retaliates. But no Palestinian will listen to that.
Britain and the United States have renewed calls for Russia to de-escalate the worsening situation in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation, the British Prime Minister David Cameron and President Barack Obama stressed the need for Moscow to take further steps towards peace or face further sanctions. Fighting has intensified since a rebel missile attack on Friday killed dozens of government soldiers. Tensions rose further over the weekend when Russia accused Ukrainian forces of shelling across the border, killing one person and wounding two others. BBC News.